Eu penso, se facessi Marta a lei, fosse within the liturgical calendar, that includes the 3 weeks before Lent, 3 weeks before the 40 days of thinking about life, 40 days of prayers during Lent. From that time on, everything must lead to conversion. Today's parable in the Gospel reminds us of the fact that it is never too late to convert. St. Paul Epistle tells us who we are, for we are like brothers in a stadium, because a Christian's life is like a race, like a fight. It is a life filled with faith, and we are getting ready to revise our own life. God has created us on His own, without us. But He does not want to save us on His own, without us. In order to grow His vineyard, He is calling upon all His workers' services all around, out in the sunshine. As we read through the pages of the Gospel, we realize that the Divine One, Robert, does not let His workers be idle there. He's giving them several parts to play. One after the other, they become either wine ships to be trained, or conscientious wine robbers, or even bunches of grapes to be pressed. Several parables deal with vineyards, which are so dear to us. Jesus tells us we are like wine shoots, and He is the wine stem. Wine shoots have a particularity of sacrificing themselves for the sake of the stem. Once the season has come, the wine shoots will be pruned. Our state of being wine shoots is a state of being trimmed and getting closer to Christ. It does not deprive us of progress, of crosses that may seem too heavy for us. The ships, the servants, who remain in God with a lot of tribulations, so that they give a lot of fruit and better quality fruit, and so that they can fold the virtue which is inside. Dear faithful, yes indeed, one shoots need to be trimmed, and when the time has come, we cannot escape. However, this is only a transition, because pruning produces better fruits, better quality fruits. It is true that winter lasts for a long time without any wine shoots. During winter, when they are rotty and turtled, wine plants look like they want to be left alone. So, how can we cultivate our souls for months while they are crushed as if they were left out by stars? How, if not staying there all winter long, while remaining? Wine shoots have been pruned. Time has come to forget In order to survive our days, we must remain. Winter is as long as the scorching summer. Workers keep waiting. The weather becomes sultry. We must not get deserted. We must be present in the markets. Do our duty. Standing sentry. And against difficulties, almost like a challenge. Duty is a mode of motion which has gone through quite a lot of adventures. Duty had its power bearing with the Protestant mentality, Protestant ethic, during the 18th century with philosopher Immanuel Kant. From then, it gradually infiltrated into the Catholic habits in the 19th century. Finally, we ended up getting rid of it in the 20th century with great relief. Great relief. But our Christian duty has nothing to do with this. Our Christian duty is not like shackles. On the contrary, it is the ultimate refuge for freedom. When we encounter a longing, when our heart is bleeding, when enthusiasm has faded, when we are threatened by discouragement lurking behind the door, ready to stop, then the last resort, the ultimate source of energy is duty. This is the reason why workers have kept waiting outside source of energy is duty. This is the reason why workers have kept waiting outside for the vineyard owner to pull from them. They are saying to themselves, in the name of Christ, who is hiding, I am still in love. Their duty is the very heart of humility. Lord, you do not want me to serve you with my joy, my cheerfulness, my qualities. All right, then, I will serve you with your whole strength. So, the result will not be mine, it will be yours for once. To that last expression of love, the Divine Master's heart literally melts away. But there is duty and duty, like there is love and love. If we do not dare speak about duty any longer today, it's because it appears too far away from love. Yet, the truth is the opposite. The only energy coming from the depth of our souls, which is taking away our last duty from ourselves, is charity. There is no other energy. Charity is the one that binds the branches to the one stem, thanks to genuine humility. Charity is that powerful and fertile sap that binds one shoot to each other. All of us are irrigated by the same sap. This is why the Christian duty cannot dissociate Christ, our labor, understand ourselves. In order to understand all this, we must have a conscientious one word soul. When cultivating the one of their souls, the workers are also cultivating their egos. Dear friends, think of it. If a branch said to another one, "Get out of my sight," both branches could deteriorate and become infested with wasps and bugs. Individualism is a cancer of our modern mentality. Everyone for himself, and one world for all. This is the reason why the workers from the first hour are recriminating. Individualism is a merry regarder of some beauty. It is also a destroyer of charity. Yet, of course, all is not lost. Because the Lord is in his vineyard, and the wine of charity flows from the wine. This wine is Christ's blood, which is in the wine press. Christ is the first to be pressed from his own wine press, which is the wine press of the cross. Dear friends, there is only one escape from to our place. There is only one light to our duty. There is only one strength to our charity. To remain attached to Christ, even when our souls have to cope with winter gusts of wind, heat waves, or harvesting of the wine. That is what remaining means. That is what living by faith means. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.